The Weaver family and the spring festival in it. The Weaver bird was in the midst of deep concentration. Clutched between his beak was a rare strand of spider silk mixed with dried sunflower petals. He was a haute couture tailor and wanted to create the cloak for the spring festival. However, he was missing the main ingredient, the silver moss thread, which grows only on the north face of Windrock. While his assistant stayed in the nest, sewing the other pieces, without hesitation, the tailor flew up to the steep slope. The moss was soft and shiny, perfect for the finish he had planned. As he gathered the fibers with the skill of one who ties blind knots in mid-flight, a dense shadow covered the sun. It was not a predator, but something far vaster, a storm of sand and debris brought by a sudden gale that plunged from clouds. Linnet lacked the size or strength to fight the gusts lashing the rock, and his nest studio was miles away. The wind roared and tried to tear him from the stone wall, but Linnet, in an acrobatic move, launched himself in a nosedive toward his nest. Arriving at the studio, exhausted, he shut himself inside. The tailor and his assistants were trapped between the house and the heavy branches that the gale was hurling over it. The wind tried to force its way into the house, snapping the wood and threatening to collapse the structure under the weight of the debris that was piling up. Linnet realized he couldn't escape by force. He would have to use his special skill. With frantic beak movements and without needing any tools, he began gathering the vines that reinforced the walls. As an unstable log wedged itself between the branches of the nest, threatening to crush it, Linnet tied a series of quick, complex knots, binding the branches together. The wind was now unable to move the nest, which was securely tied and firm. Hours later, in the comfort of his studio, everyone finished the cloak. The spring festival was a success, and everyone remarked that Linnet's new collection had a structure. Simply unbreakable.